It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
We are glad to be talking sports with you again here on Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, they are looking for workers. They need help. Get on those roofs and get to work. AAARoofingCompany.com is the best place to go to find that. And also 21ology.com for website development and marketing consulting. Well, if you're a Colts fan, you are having the time of your life right now. The Colts are just playing some great football. The homestand continues this Sunday when they host the Dolphins, and it's really going to just be a busy week of football in the Circle City. The Colts have won four straight. They're now 5-5, and all of a sudden, folks, they're in the conversation as far as the NFL playoffs go. People are actually saying the Colts are perhaps in the driver's seat to get the fifth or sixth seed, which was the wild card spot. So we'll see what they do, but they are playing some great football, and leadership says a lot. We talked about it when Frank Reich took over this job. He's the kind of guy that had a Christian values, really works on that part of the football player, the guy who's off the field as well as playing good football. It's about how you are internally, and I think that's what we're seeing with this Colts team. They're a good bunch of guys that are doing good things in the community, and they're winning football to boot. Last Sunday was simply special, not just for the dominating win over Tennessee, but Reggie Wayne gets inducted into the Colts Ring of Honor, and here's a little piece of that ceremony.
First, I want to say thank you very much to Jim Irsay and the Irsay family. Y'all brought me in 2001. I love y'all. I appreciate it. Thank you for everything. Another thing is my teammates that's here. Y'all know I couldn't do this without y'all at all. Might be my name up there, but it's all us, man. Love y'all. Thank y'all for coming to celebrate this time with me. Obviously, I want to thank my family who've always supported me. No matter what the situation was, they was always there. Appreciate y'all. Love you. Last and not least, you guys, the fans. Thank y'all. Appreciate all the support, all the love throughout the years. Couldn't do it without y'all either. This jacket looked pretty good on me. Thank you.
And we thank the good Lord above and wish all you guys a great happy Thanksgiving this week. God bless.
That's Jim Irsay there at the end of that. Jim Irsay and a whole bunch of people celebrating with Reggie Wayne as he goes into the Ring of Honor. Well deserved. High school football, another busy day, busy week. Friday, it's state championship time. Friday and Saturday at Lucas Oil Stadium. They get started Friday at noon in the 2A game, Western Boone against Eastbrook. The 4A game is at 3:30, Bishop Dwenger and Evansville Central. And then the 6A championship game Friday night at Lucas Oil Stadium. Carmel 11-2 against Warren Central. The Warriors are 13-0. And then flip the calendar to Saturday. Three more games. The 1A game is at noon. Pioneer trying to finish the story. They're 14-0, trying to finish 15-0 and win a state championship. 3:30 is the 3A game. And then the 5A game on Saturday, it starts at 7:05. That's New Pal against Decatur Central. College football, Notre Dame fans also having fun. Okay, maybe I'm a believer now since they really whipped Syracuse. Syracuse, good football team, and Notre Dame really handled them last week. They are at USC this Saturday, and it's a 8 o'clock start Saturday night, Notre Dame and USC. And unfortunately, the Marion Knights have been knocked out of the NAIA playoffs. Cannot believe it. They go 10-0 in the regular season, and then they lose in the first round to St. X. Coach Mark Henniger is a good friend, and I hate to see it for the Knights. Great season, 10-0 in the regular season, but now they are done. And now let's quickly switch the flip over and talk to, or flip the switch, I should say, flip it around the other way, and talk college basketball. And my good friend, our basketball analyst here on Catholic Radio Indianapolis, Mr. Todd Licklider. Coach, how you doing?
I couldn't be better. Thanks, Will. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving this week.
The same to you and all the listeners.
Yeah, Todd Licklider, of course, now an assistant coach at the University of Evansville. The Evansville Aces are 2-2 to start the year. And you guys, hey, some of your family can say hi to you this Saturday. You guys are back in our neighborhood as the as Evansville takes on Ball State this Saturday at Ball State.
Yeah, we travel up to Ball State. Now, they've had a very demanding schedule, and it played well. Their record, you know, I think they've won two now, but their three losses are Virginia Tech, Alabama, and Purdue at Purdue. So,
oh, wow.
And they played really well against those opponents. James Whippert's done a great job there, along with Jason Grunkemeyer and their staff.
Yeah, they're a team that, to me, has been hard to kind of predict what they're doing, where they're going. But you're right, they play a tough schedule. And you think that this Ball State team is one that will compete in the MAC this year?
I definitely do. And they've been competitive over the last few years. Mm-hmm. You know, James went in and started rebuilding. And we played them when I was at Marion and played them really well. I think maybe their first or second year. And I told them afterwards I knew they were in good hands and that, you know, they did continue to grow, and they've done that. And so I think that they're going to challenge in the MAC. And the MAC's good. Buffalo, who's probably the favorite, won a big game at West Virginia here not too long ago. So,
yeah.
You know, the MAC, I've been in it a couple times, and it's a really good league. Now, this is my first time for the Missouri Valley. And
yeah.
So I've always been impressed with the Missouri Valley. So I'm excited for that, for the conference race when that starts.
Yeah, I bet you are. I'm talking with Todd Licklider. He's an assistant coach at the University of Evansville. Of course, all of us remember when he was at Butler, went to Iowa, was at Marion. And you did mention that game. I remember I was working with you at Marion University when you guys went up there and challenged Ball State. And man, he almost beat Ball State that night. I think, you know, I'm a firm believer that there's two outcomes to every game when you're an Indiana guy. You either win the game or the referees cost you the game. Those are the only two possible outcomes.
And I
think there were a couple key calls. I don't know if you remember. You've had a lot of basketball since that game, but I remember there were a couple key calls, something right before half, if I remember, that changed the game completely, or Marion might have really pulled one off that night.
Well, that was a really good group. You bring that up. My two favorite parts of Marion were the student-athletes there and then working with you.
Well,
so it was fun. And those guys, that was just a really good group, and went in there and challenged. I appreciated James having us up. You know, that's always a good experience for NAI guys, and I saw where Marion went to Purdue this year, and you know, that was something we were trying to do, get in there and play. So yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah.
Good game, and that was, like I said, that was a really good team.
Of course, now you're at Evansville. Your team is 2-2. You pushed Xavier. You might have been 3-1. That was a good game. And overall, what are you thinking? How's it going for you as far as being back in the Division I status and back coaching and kind of a new role as an assistant? How's it all working for you?
I really like it. I'm very thankful. Now, I miss my grandchildren. I'm down here in Evansville, but not too far, and they've been to visit, and I've been back up. But I couldn't work for a better person. Walter McCarty, as everybody probably remembers, is you know, an Indiana All-Star back at Harrison High School, and then national champ at Kentucky, and played in the NBA forever. We worked together with the Celtics. So when he got the job, and I think Brad might have oversold me a little bit, but he asked me to join him. And it's just been a great experience. And now, also, I've reunited with Matthew Graves.
Yep.
We worked together at Butler, and Matthew's here on staff. And so we're making progress. It'll be a process, but we are making progress, and it's just a great group of guys, and the community here is incredible. Will, they really support, and strong administration, all the things you'd look for in a job. I'll tell you, it's stressful being an assistant though, because you want to make sure you you offer the right advice at the right time, and you know, and Walter is so open that I want to make sure I say and do the right things, and so it's, there's a lot of analyzing in it. I hope I'm an asset to him. I believe in him, and I appreciate the opportunity. So I'm hoping that I can lend a hand.
Well, you're too humble, because I know you're helping. You've got to be there. But, you know, if he ever doubts you, you just need to bring your Division I National Coach of the Year trophy and just sort of carry it around with you. Whenever, if he's questioning the defensive set you're thinking about or an offensive set you're thinking about, you just put that just put the trophy up on his desk, right?
That had a lot more to do with the players and the staff I had than what I know.
Go ahead.
I was so blessed. You know, I've had such a great run in this great game. So I'm a very fortunate guy.
Yeah, and the game is better when Todd Lickletter's coaching, and I love that you're coaching again, and you're at Evansville, and I think you're right. It's with the facility there. And with where you guys have to recruit from, kind of your stream that you could go get, and you know, anywhere really. But really, I guess your base is probably Kentucky and Indiana, I would guess. But maybe you get over into
Missouri.
Yeah, that's a great base, and I'm sure you're real excited about what can build there.
Well, I think it has a lot of similarities to Butler when I was there. You know, strong academic, excellent academic program, the small college. I think we have about 2,500 to 2,800 students and great faculty, and then you're in just a hotbed of basketball. We have a terrific tradition. You know, when they were the college division, I think we've won four national championships, and you know, Jerry Sloan and Don Boozy and Larry Humes. I hate to mention anybody because I'll leave some out, because there were just some great players here and terrific coaching. And so, and then when Jim Cruz came in, and they had some really good years. And I remember when we were the old MCC, my first round at Butler with Joe Sexton.
Yep.
We were in that together, Evansville and Butler and Xavier, and Evansville was really a power in that conference. So there's a lot to live up to, but I think there's a lot of potential. So we're excited.
What's your primary role? I know, I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it. You won't agree because you're too humble, but you're, if not the best, one of the best game coaches I've ever seen. You just know how to analyze, and you know how to change and adjust, and you just kind of find a way, and that's kind of been your forte, I think, as long as I've known you. And are you helping a lot during the game? Are you helping with that part more? Or are you doing more of the planning and the strategic stuff going into the games? Maybe a little bit of everything? What's going on with you? Like, what is your role primarily?
I'll tell you, it's been nice, and I think Walter does it the same way that we did. I think he was impressed with the way Brad conducts the program at Boston. And so you're given really a free rein as far as all responsibilities.
Okay.
And you need to know when to give input, when to listen. And my job is just to support Walter and add, if need be, add something. If not, just listen and support. And the one thing I will say is he told me on the bench he wants me in the seat next to him. So, you know, which is a little bit nerve-wracking. That means, hey, I'm going to lean on you a little bit. And so I want to make sure I say, like I said before, I want to make sure I offer the best advice I've got.
Yeah.
But he is terrific. He's going to be, you know, he is a great coach. But, you know, when you're just starting out, you keep building. And he's just going to keep developing. And he's a great find by Mark Spencer, the AD here.
Yeah, well, it's a good combination. I'm glad you guys are working together and get Evansville going the way you guys want it to go. Tell me a little bit about, personally, you know, a lot of people talk about the Butler way and how that was built, and Barry Collier and yourself and Thad Mata, and it you know, continues to go. Is there sort of that same feel at Evansville that you're trying to build that into the culture?
Oh, without question. I think that respect for the individual, respect for the institution, the appreciation for the opportunity to compete and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Basketball is such a great team sport, and it was such an honor to represent Butler University, their community, the Indianapolis community, and to be just a small part of what we were doing there. And you feel the same sort of you have the same feeling here, and the same desire. And so what we were able to do was attract some really good people and players at Butler, and I think we were sound in what we did. And then I also was fortunate to be able to employ or hire some excellent assistant coaches and some young guys that really bought in Brad Stevens and Joel Cornett and LaValle Jordan, who's done an incredible job, as I knew he would, mm-hmm. and Jeff Myers. He's more my age. We're not so young anymore, but he was instrumental in all that. And then Matthew Graves. So we were just fortunate in that, or maybe somewhat selective too, in who we associated with, and a lot of it had to do with my incredible thankfulness and pride for all Butler meant to me. And I wanted to repay them and to also offer it to others, because I just knew how much it meant to me and how important it was in my life. And Butler is a very special place. And I will say, I think from my experience here, it's very similar. There's just so many good aspects to this institution and this community at Evansville.
Well, keep it going, and I hope people get a chance to say hi to you this Saturday, Evansville at Ball State, 2 o'clock game, as Evansville and Coach Todd Licklider, assistant coach with Walter McCarty, will be there to take on the Cardinals. And this Thanksgiving week, we're thankful for you, and I'm thankful that you're coaching basketball again.
It means a lot. Thank you, Will. I'm very appreciative of our friendship through the years, and appreciate you having me on the air again.
All right. That's Todd Licklider. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have part two of Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've no doubt heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but have you heard of Giving Tuesday? Tuesday, November 27th, has been designated as Giving Tuesday. So after you've finished the last of the turkey and knocked out most of your holiday shopping, remember that this is the season for giving. And remember Catholic Radio Indy. Make a donation to help us spread the gospel throughout this season and throughout the year. Go online to CatholicRadioIndy.org or give us a call at 317-870-8400. Have a blessed holiday season.
Radio is one of the biggest tools that God uses to get truth and hope in life.
To get the truths and the promises of God
into the ears and the hearts of people driving around.
Into the hearts of people through these airways.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Thank you again to all of our great underwriters, AAA Roofing Company, and the Elam Group, environmental specialists, the Elam Group, elamusa.com. Well, it's a great time to think about your favorite charity, perhaps giving to Catholic Radio Indy. Yeah, that's going to happen. Next week, Giving Tuesday, a great chance to kind of think about who you might give your extra cash to. Recently, I got a chance to be the MC of an event for Good Samaritan Network. Nancy Chance does so much great work. They do so much. 268 agencies they serve across the state of Indiana and really focused on Hamilton County. They'd be a great place. Of course, Catholic Radio Indy. But how about the Boys and Girls Club? They also do great work. And recently, I got a chance to tee it up for a good cause at Topgolf of Fisher.
Becky Terry, Executive Director of the Noblesville Boys and Girls Club. Today, we're at Topgolf and Fisher's, a fundraiser. This place kind of adds a unique way to do a new kind of fundraiser, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a fun way to get people out, share with them our mission, and then have a little fun too.
I know the Boys and Girls Club in Noblesville, vibrant, new building, new structures. Tell me what's going on and how are things going?
Oh, things are going very well. We're very busy. We have about 300 plus kids in the door every day after school, and we're trying to just open opportunities up for them to learn new things, try new things, explore, but also support them in things they're already doing. So a lot of academic success, healthy lifestyles, and good character citizenship type programs going on every day.
You know, a lot of people think, you know, Noblesville and Hamilton County, there surely can't be kids or families that need this kind of thing. But there are, aren't there? And there's lots of them.
Absolutely. We actually have seen our need for scholarships or reduced rates have grown over the last few years. We are the county seat in Noblesville, so all the services for families are in Noblesville. And so we have a lot of families that take advantage of our programs, but we also run the spectrum. And, you know, we have kids from very low-income families, and we have kids from wealthy families, too. Kids from every household setting need programs and need positive role models in their life. So that's what the Boys and Girls Club can do, and we're kind of that great equalizer. Every kid is just a kid when they walk in our doors.
Well, I think the diversity that you guys offer is maybe something that a lot of kids don't come in contact with, and that's really good for them.
Absolutely, and we really hone in on teaching acceptance and teaching different cultures and why it's important to honor those cultures and to learn more about them, because I think knowledge is power in those situations, and sometimes not knowing about a different culture can make it seem scary. And so we just try to open that all up and have discussions and talk about different things with the kids that they might not be getting the opportunity to discuss in other settings.
I know you and I have talked before about your after school. Not really a lunch, but it's food. There's a pantry. And tell me again, because I've kind of forgotten this, so I'm sorry, but what that's all about and how important that meal is, not only but for the kid, but really for their whole family, right?
Right. Well, we'll forgive you for forgetting. But yes, so we serve meals twice a week, Mondays and Thursday nights, and we do that in partnership with Second Helpings out of Indianapolis. They do reclaimed food, and they bring us casseroles. And our ladies' auxiliary helps us by supplying fresh fruit, vegetables, milk, or juice to go with that. And then we have awesome volunteers from the community that come out and help us serve the meals to the kids. We average about 100 to 120 kids a meal right now. And we find that it's really important to be providing that. It grew from 35 kids the very first year we were doing it. And now, again, we're about 100 to 120. But we really see that it's helping not only the families who have that gap in food insecurity, but it's also helping the kind of that middle class or those just above the poverty line stretch their dollars a little further. So our attendance on those nights, we have kids longer those evenings because they're taking advantage of that program. And I think for me, it just translates into the parents being able to have a few extra dollars to either put in their gas tank, put on the light bill, maybe even buy a Christmas gift.
Call me Becky Terry from Noblesville Boys and Girls Club. Getting ready really for the holiday push right now. Anything special right now that maybe someone listening to this says, okay, I want to help, and there's someone I can help during this holiday push?
Absolutely. There's a variety of ways that we help families through the holidays. A couple of things that we do traditionally are our Up Top Shop, which is we have people donate gently used or new items that we turn around and let the children buy for a quarter each. And then our ladies auxiliary wraps those and tags them as gifts for those kids to bring home and put under the tree for their loved ones. Mm-hmm. It's a great event. Santa comes. They can sit and tell Santa what's on their Christmas list. There's cookies and milk and candy canes and you name it, it's going on. So if people have gently used items, they're ready to clear out some closets, or some of their items didn't sell the garage sale, they can drop them off now through December, I would say 2nd. The Up Top Shop is on December 4th. And then we're doing our Giving Tuesday push right now. So we're trying to raise $5,050 because we have a generous donor who is willing to match that. So every dollar is doubled right now through Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And those are two really great ways that they could help out during the holiday season.
So a way to get a hold of you or a way to get involved, how would people contact you guys?
Well, of course, we have our social media. Facebook's a very easy way, and people are usually on that. But they can also go to our website, which is www.bgcni.org, or they can call the club at 317-773-4372.
How are you hitting the golf ball today? Are you hitting it at all?
I am hitting it. I'm not saying where it's going, but I'm hitting it.
Thank you, Becky. A great time. I love that Top Golf place. Yeah, I was pretty good at it. Yeah, just saying. Hey, so Boys and Girls Club, Good Samaritan Network. They're just a couple that I've mentioned. But what about Catholic Radio Indy? Bringing in Jim Ganley here. Of course, if people are going to in that giving mood for Giving Tuesday, this is a great place right here.
That's right. We've kind of juggled the date of our fall share-a-thon around a little bit. We kind of had some unusual things this year. We had somebody retire from our staff this year and a position go unopened, go open for a while. Valerie Bendel has stepped in and done a great job filling that position. And, of course, most people are aware that Kent, our production manager, Kent Blanford, suffered a very, very serious illness condition this summer and was out for a couple of months. He's back now, too.
God bless that he's back. God bless him.
We're going to take advantage of Giving Tuesday, and we're going to have our final share-a-thon for the year Monday and Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Next week, Monday and Tuesday, and we're going to give people two full days to kind of help Catholic Radio get through the end of the year here. With everything that's going on at Catholic Radio, our donations are down somewhat, not terribly, but somewhat, and our underwriting is a little bit soft from where it's been in the past. So we're going to need people to step up to the plate and help us, and we're going to give them that opportunity on Monday and Tuesday of next week. And if they just can't wait that long, well, they can go to Catholic Radio Indy, catholicradioindy.org, and make a contribution today, now.
There's a donate button right there on the website, right?
Absolutely. It says support, and just follow it through. It's all very secure, very easy.
Yeah, this is a great time of year. People think about that next week, Giving Tuesday. And the number here, if I'm correct,
317-870-8400.
That's a great way. Next week during the share-a-thon.
Absolutely. We'll be giving that number out a whole bunch. And again, if you want to donate now or between now and then, www.catholicradioindy.org. catholicradioindy.org.
We'll close out this week, Catholic Sports Weekly, after this break.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And again, thanks to our underwriters, AAA Roofing Company and 21ology.com. And have a happy Thanksgiving, a blessed Thanksgiving with your family. Enjoy it. And don't forget, next Monday and Tuesday, the Share-a-thon right here on Catholic Radio.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.